Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. USChamber.com is the website. Tom, thanks again for being here. Tom brings the study that they conduct, small business study with MetLife, and especially now with it's focused on the coronavirus impact. And Tom, as I know, your life has been consumed with overlaying the coronavirus pandemic, the shutdown, the impact of all that, overlaying all of that over an already tough job of being a small business owner. This has really been rough on a lot of folks, and it really breaks my heart to think that Of all the thousands of businesses that you and I and people that you and I know, we know their families, we know their children, who will never reopen again. And it really makes me sad, and then it makes me mad. What do you think?
Jim, I agree with you. And we were just talking about the fact that there's $133 billion left that is still in the PPP fund. And you expressed some frustration that, why haven't banks kind of made these loans to a lot of businesses that need it? And actually the most simple explanation is that it's really easy to give a loan to a small business that's already gotten a loan before. Mm-hmm. And you and I know that's a very small segment. Small business owners are very fiscally conservative. They do not like taking on debt. They don't like when the federal government
not borrowing money is a point of pride for many others, right? If they can.
You're absolutely right. So those are the folks that got the PPP loans first, the small businesses. Most have a lot of employees, and they've taken out loans before, and that's easy. It's easy for the bank. It's easier for the borrowers. The real difficult challenge are the solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. And this is really the fabric of free enterprise in America, because, as you know, 83% of America's 30 million small businesses have no employees.
That's right.
And they just need more time to get familiar with the banking system. And quite frankly, mm-hmm. the banking system needs more time to get used to making loans to solopreneurs.
Well, that's exactly right. Because that group of folks, and I was one once, that group of folks, mm-hmm. it's not that the bank wouldn't, it's just making a loan from any bank, or even a community bank, making a loan to a solopreneur for their business, if it's not like for computers or something like that, that they can get a serial number off of, making a business loan to a solopreneur is just not something that the banking industry is used to doing. And so you bootstrap it all you want, but now this is one of the phenomena, isn't it, Tom, of this coronavirus? It's exposed that weak part of a solopreneur's business model, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And even though the last 6 months have seemed like 6 years, that's still a blink of an eye to change these types of patterns within both the borrowers' state of mind and the banker's state of mind. We're getting there. We need Congress to act to kind of reopen that PPP window. We also need Washington, D.C. to provide some more certainty for small businesses. And I'll give you an example, Jim. You probably know hundreds of small businesses who are killing themselves to make sure that their business, now that it's reopening, is safe for their employees and safe for their customers. Mm-hmm. And we need national liability
to make sure
that any small business owner that is taking the time to protect their employees and their customers have to be shielded from profiteering plaintiff
lawyers. And that is the one thing that's left you know, you and I were talking about this off the air. I don't know that the government needs to provide more money. Maybe they need to extend the current deadline of August 8th, extend it out. Maybe they need to let people come back for a second round, which they don't know how to do right now, and I'm not sure they can. Maybe they need to do that. But you're right. The one thing that they could do to provide that certainty is to provide that liability protection. And they're stuck on that. They can't seem to get out of their own. They're fighting over politics. And meanwhile, small business owners are hanging in the lurch, aren't they?
They are. And really all that it takes is for these different elected lawmakers to put themselves in the shoes of the small business owners. I mean, it's easier said than done, but it just makes common sense that if a small business is relying on the advice of a local or national health official, that relying on that advice should protect them from frivolous lawsuits. And we know, Jim, we know that small business owners believe their employees are their greatest asset.
Yep.
And it is just, it has always been ridiculous for me to hear that, various politicians saying that small business owners want to make profit over the health and safety of their employees.
That is not true. If you knew how many people, how many small business owners don't even take a paycheck when their employees do, where are we stuck? I've got 30 seconds, Tom. Where are we stuck on this? Who's holding it up?
The November elections are holding it up, and we've got to get past this desire to get reelected and put on some common sense of small business owners on
Main Street. Meanwhile, small business owners are being held hostage by Washington politics. And folks, you don't need to put a label on that. It's not an R or a D necessarily. It's just politics. Quick break. Tintail right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.